Penguin Random House Audio presents Selected Non-Fictions, Volume 3, by Jorge Luis Borges. Edited by Elliot Weinberger. Read for you by Diego Dement. A note on this edition. Jorge Luis Borges never wrote anything long, and so it is often assumed that he never wrote much. In fact, he was a man sworn to the virtue of concision who couldn't stop writing. There are 1,000 pages of Borges' stories, including the ones he wrote with Adolfo Bioy Casares, 500 or 600 pages of poetry, 24 books of translations, and, to the matter at hand, thousands of pages of nonfiction, some 1,200 essays, prologues, book reviews, film reviews, transcribed lectures, capsule biographies, encyclopedia entries, historical surveys, and short notes on politics and culture. The accumulation of so many compact writings makes their totality seem even more immense than the collected works of a prolific author of thick books. From this mountain, I avoid the word labyrinth of non-fiction texts, much of it still uncollected in book form in Spanish. I have chosen 161, a fraction of the work. 2/3 of these pieces have never appeared in English before, and the rest have been newly translated for this edition. The initials of the translator follow each entry. English language readers who associate Borges only with certain subjects, time, dreams, the 1001 nights, gauchos, 19th century English and American literature, may be amazed at the extent of his interest. Like the Aleph in his famous story, the Point did a basement in Buenos Aires from which one can view everything in the world. Borges's unlimited curiosity and almost superhuman erudition becomes, in the nonfiction, a vortex for seemingly the entire universe. Where else would one find Lana Turner, David Hume, and the heresiarchs of Alexandria in a single sentence? Those for whom Borges is the archetype of the detached and cerebral metaphysician may be surprised to find his scandalous polemics on Argentina and machismo, his principled stand against the fascism and antisemitism of the Argentine bourgeoisie in the 1930s and 1940s, and his courageous attacks on the Perón dictatorship. Borges, the blind old man of the popular image, was for years a movie critic. Borges, the recondite scholar, was a regular contributor to the Argentine equivalent of the Ladies' Home Journal. He was equally at home with Schopenhauer or Ellery Queen, King Kong or The Kabbalist, Lady Murasaki or Eric the Red, Jack London, Plotinus, Orson Welles, Flaubert, the Buddha, or the Dion Quince. More exactly, they were at home with him. Borges is both a deceptively self-effacing guide to the universe and the inventor of a universe that is a guide to Borges. In contrast to how much he wrote, Borges published very few collections of his essays, and the publishing history and present state of these writings is indeed a labyrinth. In the 1920s, he released 3 books that he later disowned and refused to allow to be reprinted in his lifetime. There were another 3 between 1930 and 1936, 2 miscellanies and a thematic book on the Argentine past, Evaristo Carriego. His next book of essays, Other Inquisitions, came 16 years later, in 1952, and includes less than 40 of the hundreds of non-fiction pieces he wrote during this particularly prolific period. There were no more new books of non-fiction for another 20-odd years. Quite late in his life, and continuing after his death in 1986, a few retrospective collections of his prologues, lectures, and reviews were gathered. Borges was essentially unknown outside of Argentina, even among Spanish-language readers until the 1950s. As his fame grew, the 4 unsuppressed books of essays began to go through various editions and it was Borges's custom to include a few recent works in the reprints, while excluding or reinstating others. Thus, some of the essays in a reprint of a book from 1930 could be written as much as 25 years later, and in a greatly changed style. The Spanish and French standard editions take, as the basis for their text, the contents of the last reprint of each of these books. While this may make sense in the case of an individual work revised over the years by its writer, for Borges, it creates an anachronistic jumble of styles and content. Worse, no one knows what to do with the uncollected work. The 5 thick volumes and over 3,000 pages of the Spanish complete works are arranged according to book publication, including the late or posthumous collections, such as prologues, which spans over 50 years, and ignore everything that was never published in book form. This is now being corrected by a series of volumes called Recovered Text, the first to appear, recovering only the years 1919 to 1929, is over 400 pages long. The French Pléiade edition is based on the Spanish complete works, but adds some uncollected pieces, oddly organized according to the magazines in which they were published. Almost a third of the text here cannot be found in the complete works. Because the individual books of essays were, with one exception, not thematic, and were essentially handy repositories for whatever Borges felt like publishing at the time of their reprinting, or were collections gathered decades after the work was written, I have decided to ignore them as an organizing principle. Instead, I have chosen a simple chronological arrangement according to first publication. The date is noted at the end of each text, which allows the reader to see the evolution of Borges's style and the clusterings and revisions of his concerns, and to place each piece in its general historical moment. I have, however, used the final version of each individual text, as some were slightly revised over the years. I have divided the book into 7 sections and subdivided these by subgenre: essays, book reviews, film criticism, lectures, and prologues, a particularly Borgesian form. He wrote hundreds of them. Only one section and one subsection are thematic, the Dante essays and the notes he wrote on Germany and World War II. These clearly belong together. It is hoped that this arrangement will be completely straightforward for readers, although it is unique for an edition of Borges. Part 1, Early Writings, present 8 essays from the first 3 books, which Borges disowned. Many feel that his self-criticism was overly severe. The essays remain interesting in themselves, and as examples both of youthfully exuberant, preliminary investigations into subjects that would become lifelong obsessions, and of the early complex style he would simplify and refine over the decades. Part 2, 1929-1936, begins the canonical Borges, and is drawn from the books of the early 1930s, as well as uncollected essays from that period and his film criticism. Part 3 is taken from the hundreds of articles he wrote for the woman's magazine El Hogar, Home, every 2 weeks from 1936 to 1939. These include some of his one-page capsule biographies of modern writers, the very short and often hilarious book Reviews and Notes, and 2 essays. Given the special circumstances under which they were written and his intended audience, these pieces required a separate section. Part 4, 1937 to 1945, picks up the chronology again and opens with Borges's short articles on Germany, antisemitism, and the war. It also includes essays, some of which were collected years later in other inquisitions, prologues, and further book and film reviews. Part 5 is the complete text of the remarkable 9 Dantesque essays, written between 1945 and 1951, and published in their entirety in Spanish until
Sample complete. Ready to continue?